Good afternoon. I'm going to start the show differently. What?
Clock.
With the timer.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon. And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Friday, June 10th, 2011.
Spot on.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce. Excuse me.
Yes?
Let me adjust my upper plate. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a special guest who'll be sitting in, not necessarily exclusively participating, just observing, because he's a Turbo fan and a charter member of the Rob Mob. A man who has endured ball busting from yours truly, but he's a friend of mine also.
Yes.
We welcome him to the show. And the reason I'm doing this voice is because of his name, as I introduce to you our good friend, Tab Patterson.
Yeah!
Tab Patterson, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Tab.
500 miles.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If I can make 500 miles,
right.
You guys can get out there tomorrow morning on your Harleys.
Amen.
Get down to Fairfax.
Right.
And you do this ride.
Absolutely.
Tab did it. You can do it.
Absolutely. Tab will, I don't think there's a chance that anybody will be beating the record of Tab coming in from Kentucky.
Exactly.
For the ride from the house. A guy that is a fan of the show doesn't work with us every day. He's not like other people that go to Boston the day I'm having my ride.
Right.
That's you, though.
Someone's graduating.
That is so typical.
My brother's graduating.
What's your brother's graduation?
Yeah, I'm not just going to have fun.
Ronick, I just had to talk in.
I understand.
He was going to a brunch with his wife.
Well,
that was not acceptable.
He's Jewish, and you used guilt, so now he's coming.
But he's also going to be able to make it by coming early. I just want you
guys. The beauty of it is
you guys are sprung at like 10 after.
Mm-hmm.
You come by, say
but
hi.
I'm gonna
the
stay
motorcycles
than that.
Leave.
Well, I'm
we have
do
a
some,
great time, Tab, as
I'm
you know
do
we
some
will.
Shopping yeah. at Patriot while I'm there.
Rob, you know, you might find some cool stuff,
that's
believe
true.
It or not.
Some nice gear to go with my Road King.
You might like, Rob just found out what a Road King is.
I knew what a Road King
he
was.
He wants the Road Queen.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take you to drive 500 miles back?
With my wife.
That's right, with his wife.
So, did you ladies go to Peking Gourmet last night?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight's, that's right, tonight's the night.
Tonight, the Pattersons, the Elstons,
right.
A. Spiewak and A. Diaz will all be joining Lily for dinner tonight.
Oh boy.
I know.
In a perfect world, boys.
I know.
Well, you don't have to talk me.
RJ's going to have the naked chicken and the steamed vegetables with no sauce, and he's going to stay on the diet.
It would make me cry. Uh-huh. It would make me cry.
Make you so sad?
It would make me so sad if I went. And besides, tonight, you know what it's going to be. The stress of this, it's going to be like maybe a Diet Coke. To bed, what a day.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
That caffeine might keep you up. You may want to have something that would have a relaxing effect.
This is true. Well, I said that I've sworn that off.
That's right. Because.
Anyway.
You have said that. Yes.
Tab is talking about the Ride for the House Poker Run presented by Patriot Harley-Davidson. It's a benefit for Fisher House. I don't talk about it on this show very often. I talk about it a lot on the radio.
Right.
Fisher House builds housing for military families, and they stay for free. So if you have a wounded warrior in your family, you can stay free of charge, be close to your loved one, not just injuries, not just war injuries. They treat they donate this housing to all veterans, people that might be getting treated for a disease, for an illness, and they help out. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families have been helped with this. And Fisher House is my favorite organization that helps veterans. So registration starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow at Patriot Harley. We want to see you out there. And then we ride down to the water's edge. It's a short ride.
Yeah.
It's not one of those marathons. I don't like them. I don't like the marathon rides.
It's
a half day. I like short and sweet. Mm-hmm. And then free lunch. There are a few things that are included on this poker run that haven't been included on rides I've done before. One is free lunch.
Uh-huh.
The other is free breakfast.
Right.
And John Harris from the Fairfax County Police Department, a dear friend of mine,
good guy.
Is donating a brand new $500 watch that he will raffle off before we leave tomorrow.
Cool.
And we're also giving away some of the grand prizes, tickets to see Def Leppard and Heart this season at Jiffy Lube Live with a VIP parking. So we got some great prizes, but that's not what it's about.
No.
It really is about the camaraderie of bikers getting together and raising money, which they do more than any other group
for a
wonderful
cause.
The
amazing thing is, and we benefited from when Robert was going through treatment, we benefited from Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
And if you can wrap your head around it, this is like Ronald McDonald House for the people that defend your liberty.
Families
absolutely.
Of veterans.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, Oscar.
What are the odds that Rob gets a raffle ticket, wins the watch, and doesn't want to give it back?
About 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
just want to know.
You know, and but I will
give
see
it back.
If we can run him
I
over.
I already gave the beer back. Jesus, are you going to ruin my whole week?
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Since you have expressed your disdain
yes.
for motorcycles,
yes.
and you are coming with your family to this
yes.
tomorrow,
yes.
will you
bringing
be,
my mother?
You know how I love you to you know dress
Fail.
Appropriately. I don't love you. Well, I love that too.
Yes,
that's but that gets boring after a while.
yes, for all of us.
I'd like to know: is there anything special that you will be riding tomorrow, or will be
or
wearing tomorrow?
I will bring.
That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Wearing.
I will bring my helmet.
Oh, that great helmet.
And I do have my Harley jacket. It's like a sleeveless denim thing.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So wow. I'll have some Harley gear.
Good, good.
And some short shorts.
As you
Rob will be wearing his Rob will be wearing his nylon super shorts.
Yeah, look for me. You know my Harley name is Ball Hugger. So look for me.
Incidentally, when he even talks about that, I get just like Congressman Wiener.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Sue, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this in the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Headed over to the Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals, and me and Mick are going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited, too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Friday, June 10, 2011,
right.
And we are well over 7 million downloads and growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. There it is. We're grinding stumps right now. Yes, sir. Oh, how do you like that big old stump, everybody?
Stump.
Oh, boy. Yes, sir. Everybody.
Stump.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're just singing along. All right.
Stump. Stump. Stump.
Oh, God.
Oh,
what's wrong
so
with us?
Silly.
Friday. Is your lawn riddled with unsightly tree stumps?
Riddled.
Mine is.
Yes, look at your hideous yard, Mike.
The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you
yeah.
to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots.
Right.
See it in action with their free DVD, available at drstumpgrinder.com, or just click the DR ad on our website.
Stump!
Thank you. All right. That's it. Welcome to the show. Rob, I'm going to, before Mike. I get to Buzz, because Buzz got something
yes.
that was left on his wife's car's windshield.
Was it some sort of unsavory overture?
It was some hate, a little hate. Not a hate crime, but a little hating going on. We'll talk about that in a second. Hey, during your audio vault today, are you going to have Neil Peart's drum solo? Because Shamrock had that earlier today.
I don't have that.
Good. Let me tell you, I told him to stop because, but you, more than anybody else in this room, can relate to me. When Neil Peart
from Rush
was on Letterman last night, it was drum solo week,
mm-hmm.
right? Channel 1 suite by the Buddy Rich Band.
No kidding.
And man, I cannot wait. I mean, cool. I am going to run upstairs to my TiVo and I'm going to watch that. That is not only my favorite Buddy Rich song, but it's Neil Peart, who is in my opinion, the greatest living drummer that we have.
Rock or otherwise?
From Rush. Oh, unquestionably.
Wow.
He does stuff that nobody can do.
Wow.
And he just uses the modern technology of drum technology, which, like, it doesn't evolve all that fast, but... You know, slowly but surely over the years, there are different techniques that he's done. And Neil Peart, there was a Rush documentary where they show what that dude gets when he goes out on tour.
Mm-hmm.
They bolt in his drums to, like, this platform. Uh-huh. They're bolted in.
So they can't move.
The kit, like, travels in this giant... You know, box, and they just bring it's it from location to location. It's not like, you know,
because
setting
the,
up drums like
precision,
we all do.
I guess he demands that precision. Yeah.
Very cool. Yes, RJ.
That's why I see them 3 times a year.
You go to go Rush 3 times a year?
It's just unbelievable to watch them play.
I mean, it is. Wow. I mean, you're talking about a rock trio that is so fantastic to watch. And so anyway, I got a little excited about that.
Cool. So you're going
to
watch
don't worry.
Today.
I won't spoil it for you in the audio vault.
Thank you. I just double checking. I know that it's like this show to me is like dinner, and I just wanted
to
find out.
You don't want your dessert. Yeah,
I didn't. Okay. I wanted to know what the dessert was just in case I...
Instead,
so
I will play you tapes of great things like Rita and Frank.
You'll
like this.
Is that a tease?
It is.
Very good. Yes, Oscar.
What does Rush sing?
Rush sings... They're the rock trio from
I probably
Canada.
Know their songs.
Oh, you hear it? Yeah, Rob, play... it's better to really describe Rush is hard to describe. To play Rush, it's Geddy Lee.
They're progressive.
Who's got the super high voice.
Progressive band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say alternative rock
band. I know
band.
A lot of people love them. I just don't
they're,
know.
They're, I think they're, them. You know, when I came to work at The Edge, one of the things I loved about The Edge was that they played a lot of Rush. And I love Rush. And it's the only concert I've been to in the last year. Yeah. I love Rush.
This is probably their most familiar hit, I would think.
Let's see.
Tom Sawyer.
Oh, yeah, I know this. In a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Can't argue with that.
Yeah. A Monday warrior, mean stride. Let me declare, I'm an a-hole for not knowing this. I should know it.
See, I'll listen to Rush. Rush, if we play the, you know, we play the same box of records on The Edge a
right.
lot. And but I hear Rush and I can't. I
don't
can't
they
turn
play
it off.
Rush on your sister station WMAL?
No,
it's a different Rush.
How's that?
No,
different guy.
Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
And I
hope you play a drum solo again on the show soon.
What do you guys know about Julio Iglesias?
Oh, that he used to send Don a Christmas card every year, right?
No, he sent me a Christmas card.
He sent you a Christmas
what?
Card.
Yeah, I have Christmas cards from Julio going back 5 years.
How's that possible?
Yeah, Rob's a player.
I'm jealous.
Right. Yeah. I got your mom's Julio albums.
Yes, you do.
I get my Christmas cards
he does,
from
he really
Ricky
does.
Martin.
Oh, okay.
Also great.
I am holding in my hand
yes.
The last envelope.
A note. That and what's this on the back? A little checking account?
Yeah,
there's
some
what's
ciphering, this? As
gum?
Jethro used to like to say.
Ciphering.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, man.
Yeah, big numbers.
You got some money, Buzz.
That isn't my money, nor is it our paper.
Oh!
It's the paper of the person who wrote and left the note.
Does the paper have an appreciable odor?
So they've been calculating big money, apparently.
Yeah, $30,984 minus 50 is... $30,934.
Well, that's and about then, right.
No, that's not right.
That's negative.
Huh?
And that should be negative 20. $30,984
minus
$50
is
$30,900.
Yes. Well, not dollars. It's just a number.
Or
so
something.
I don't know.
Yeah. Widgets.
Then he's got a $31,000 minus $85. I don't know.
So there's some math on the back.
There's
but on
ciphering
the front,
in the back.
Yeah,
on the
there's
front.
A note.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm helping.
Look, a butterfly.
What happened? What happened?
Buzz's wife goes to the store?
No, she's at work. She's at the parking lot at work.
At work?
At work, where she parks every day.
At that place?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a doctor's office.
It's a medical center.
So you get a lot of people coming and going.
Chad Everett there?
Right, yes.
Marsha on her Prius has an Obama sticker,
still
correct?
Has the Obama 2008 sticker.
As thousands of people around the country do, like they have their W stickers. They still have their political candidate on their car.
I took mine off a couple of years ago because I didn't want to be one of those people like during the Bush administration who kept the W's on, you know, for 8 years or more in many cases. I thought once the election is over and you've made your point, it's time to take it off.
I removed mine too. I removed my bumper sticker when the election is over.
It's her car and, you know, even though it's not my choice, if she wants to leave it on there... She leaves the sticker on.
Mike, when did you have the crane come and take down your billboard?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
You know what?
Yeah,
when did they take that? I remember when it was over.
I can't believe your house didn't get set on fire in this town.
Well, my buddy Jerky was here with his cop buddies one night, and we were tuning up a little bit with a couple of adult beverages.
Yes. Right.
And I believe three of the guys, and they were from New England, believe it or not, three of the cops that were on my son porch were saying, hey, we're going to run through it with our motorcycles.
Like Pee Wee Herman did.
It was Obama, Biden, Healthcare for All, uh-huh. and it was massive. And the campaign, because of the location of this house, asked me if they could come by. They saw that I had a small yard sticker, as many people do. They asked me if they could put a big one up. Uh-huh. And the morning of Saturday, after they asked me this, I wake up in the morning and I hear outside.
Right. And I'm, you know, there's a whole crew.
And I'm like, what the F is going on out in the yard? And they put this massive sign.
Can you estimate it in feet?
It's probably 4 feet by about 12 feet.
That was going to be my guess.
About 4 by 12. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's 4 feet by 12.
Now, when you took off the bumper stickers, did you have trouble?
No, because a lot of times I put my bumper stickers on the window.
Oh, okay, so you can use a razor.
Yeah, I do not like
it. With a razor.
Yeah, I do not deal with that. And but I do the same thing. But a lot of people keep their bumper stickers on, and it kind of lets people know what your politics are. And who doesn't do that? Rob keeps his one on, a lovely one that he has right in the upper right-hand corner of his window that says, it's history, not hate.
That's right.
Yes.
That's his Confederate flag.
And the other one that says, I remember the War of Northern Aggression. And there's another one that says, Kirk and Mike in the Mornings.
Well, sadly, the stickers, like the hope, didn't stick.
So your wife comes out of the office at the end of a hard work day.
Yeah.
And on the front of her car?
Under the windshield wiper.
Under the wiper.
So it won't blow away.
Exactly.
I got it right here.
Lined paper.
I'm going to read it to you.
All right.
Wow. You voted for Obama? How awful! Thanks for helping to destroy the country, moron.
And the moron is in all caps.
Moron is in all caps.
Uh-huh.
The moron who uses a piece of paper with really what looks to be banking information on back.
Yeah,
of it.
And written in, is that purple ink?
Yeah, on the back, at least.
It
looks like pencil or black pen on the front.
Regular ink. Oh, okay. Black pen.
But the message itself is full of hate.
It is. Yeah, it's ugly. I mean,
well, it's just reflective. And you know what? It's on both sides. But it's reflective of the level of anger in this country on both sides of the political spectrum. And it's just amazing to me how people are so unwilling to let it go.
Well, it's strange. And we have if that is not an example of how divisive this country is,
sure.
You know, we are not unified. And, you know, in fairness to everybody's side, our current president, I don't think has, you know, succeeded enough in certain areas.
Agreed.
I mean, it was 2 weeks. What we get Osama bin Laden, and 2 weeks later, his popularity is down to scratch again.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I mean, even with that, regardless of popularity ratings and all that. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, twofold. It's the ramping up of the rhetoric, which has been going on and on and on, where you've got many more successful radio personalities than I that have made an incredible living on television and radio by preaching hate,
right?
By ramping people up, by saying the other guy with the other ideas, it's not just other ideas, he is bad for the country. He is destroying, you know, they're like communists. It's
evil
so
comparisons
much,
have been made.
It's nonstop.
Yes. Yeah.
And the other thing is, in my old man's day, God rest his soul, this crap was out of line.
Yeah.
Anybody that would be aware of that, nobody would have the balls to do this because you were slamming sitting president of the United States. It's almost treasonous because my father fought in World War II, and this kind of crap
F8.
Wouldn't fly because he appreciated what was going on.
But you know,
I'm
what?
Sorry, but I'm pissed off.
You say
about
you
this.
Say
I get mad the more I hold this in my hand. You want it back?
But you
I'll
say something.
It.
You said no, that like no one would have the balls to do that. But you know what? It's not balls. It's cowardice.
It really is.
Well, it's cowardice. Yeah. But just the idea that
that's like internet cowardice.
I wasn't allowed at our dinner table in my house to say anything into my 18th year. Really, you could talk about the other party, we had very passionate
had opinions,
political
sure,
discussions.
Of course.
You weren't able to say he's an a-hole or he's an idiot, or you really had to show. And they were he was very serious.
There what if you were at your table and you say, Dad, Harry Truman sucks,
and I hate him.
and I hate him.
He's like Hitler.
The reason I remember it is because my old man was pretty much a cool guy as far as letting discussion happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He didn't. That was one of his. I remember being really surprised that was one where it shocked me. I said something about Nixon, and my father
he's
said,
a crook, a
that's
liar?
Still, no, I got a little one of these. One of these little ones
and
in the back of the head.
Dad was no fan of Nixon.
No, but he said, that's still the president of the United States.
Yeah.
and you respect his office. And I was like, I remember that. And so many old codgers used to say
and
that.
You know what? That's also, I think it has the same roots as just respecting your elders.
Right.
That is someone, an authority. Civility. That is an authority figure.
But here it is.
Okay. So
I have
them.
Made jokes and you have made jokes. And, you know, we, and I give,
that's
you guys
a different profession.
The, Buzz and I kind of fall into the category. We wear our politics on
but
our sleeve.
We're a little
bit.
Fiery.
But guys, this show, as serious as it gets sometimes, is really about satire.
Right.
Right. That's true.
And that's what we do. It's not, regardless of how you where you are politically, the reality is that you're right, Mike, that this respect for the presidency, the respect as an American rooting. Look, if you want to go into the ballot box, into wherever you're going to vote, into your polling place or your voting station. And
the
actually,
voting booth.
Voting booth. And do what you want to do, that's fine. But really, to write something like this on someone's car who you don't know anything about.
Yeah.
You don't know really if some of their husband put it on there or this is something they had on. No big deal.
Right. This could be a woman who has six kids that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan and maybe has lost two of them.
Right.
This could be an individual who, with the moron, has perhaps worked in a lab, is maybe going, well, you're at a doctor's office. Uh-huh. You're going in. You might be being treated for cancer. You don't know who you're doing this to.
I would say also that
they might have cameras at her office,
for
too.
For someone that does
lot.
That, I think that that's un-American. And I'm not talking about the First Amendment. I'm not talking about the freedom of speech. I'm talking about this is a crummy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool. And if you want to have a discussion, be man enough or woman enough to stand there and say, would you like
and
to talk about
no
this?
No crime was committed and nobody got hurt here. It's just concerning about the level of anger and hatred and the level we've stepped it up to in this country. Again, on both sides.
It's everywhere.
But it's just time to turn it down.
Yeah, and you know, remember, we are guaranteed in the Constitution.
Free speech.
We're guaranteed the right to say what we want.
Right,
vote what we want, do what we want.
And
vote.
Is that,
I'm not sure
let me
even,
ask you this,
if you
though.
Could even approach. No, I'm not defending
is,
them.
But is that right? Well, let
no,
me ask
no,
you.
No,
let
no,
me throw it out there.
It's not.
Does
it's,
this person have the legal right? I don't think
no,
they
because
do.
That's cowardice.
Don't think they do.
That's
really?
Cowardice, and that's also encroaching on personal property because they had to take
I'll tell
car.
You what it is.
Yeah,
and
please
and
do, because
me,
I would think they would have the legal right. I just think it's an uncivil thing to do.
No, what they have done, and it's civil, and as far as, let's say, this is a civilian issue.
Okay.
Did your wife feel threatened when she got this?
I would have to ask her, but I don't think so.
She
no.
might have been a little creeped
believe,
out, though.
I don't
though.
Believe. She didn't come to me with the note feeling threatened or indicating that she
I
was
would.
Threatened.
Yeah, I
if
would.
If this
yeah.
was on my car, yeah. I would say, right. wow, there's somebody that really is pissed at me. Yeah.
I think she
I was feeling
incredibly. Laughed it off.
But I
this
missed,
is a threat, Buzz.
That is threatening.
My boy, this is a threat.
Okay.
This is a threat. I would have her go. The problem with people like this is they get away with this crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this is something that would make me feel unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I weigh well over 250 pounds. I am somebody
me
who,
too.
You know, I'd be scared. I'd be saying, who the hell is that that's upset? This is a bumper sticker.
Yeah, and
somebody
you know
puts that on my car.
I think I was unclear, and I want to clarify what I said about the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't defending the note. I was defending Marsha's ability to have the bumper sticker and support
that.
And that is
her car.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think it is your right to put a note on someone else's property, especially one that has a threatening nature to it.
I think you could put a note on if you happen to hit them in the parking lot, and then you put your information
on
there.
Right.
That's the way it should be done.
Right.
You know, but
both
it does speak to it.
You know, on both sides.
It goes totally on
it
both
does.
Sides.
And I wonder to what degree this is D.C. Do you think the fact that we're in the D.C. area
no,
is
no,
worse?
I don't
think
at all.
This is nationwide.
It's worse everywhere else.
I think it probably would be worse in certain areas. You know?
Fair enough.
But I will tell you this. You know, when I have ever laid any of my politics on this show, I will inevitably get the most hateful rank notes, and it's the only time that ever really happens with the real. I get it. If we'll have like an altercation with somebody on the show, you know, some people don't like that stuff. But really, the real nastiness, and I'll never forget when they flipped formats at JFK, and we all got S-canned when we got fired at WJFK.
Right.
There was the cruelest note
I remember this.
From a guy. Because he didn't like my politics, who took about three paragraphs to write a very detailed, scathing note about what goes around comes around. And it was his belief that because of my politics, that I was getting what I deserved.
Right.
And congratulations, ass, and all this stuff. I'm so happy that. And this was a guy that knew me from Adam, listens to the show, and was so thrilled. And it was really the cruelest thing I ever had. Now, listen, I know that there's cruelty on the other side as well. I'm talking about what I got, and I'm talking about what I'm reading that was on Marsha's car.
Right.
And, you know, it just sucks. And I'd like to see a guy like that get his comeuppance.
You know what's interesting? There's
a gal,
might be late.
Absolutely. There is a distinctive...
kind of looks like Chick's handwriting.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Impression that Republicans and Democrats, really what separates them is socioeconomic status. Some rich, really wealthy, well-to-do people are usually Republican, and it's people that maybe are not so well-to-do and are sometimes Democrat. Mm-hmm. I don't see those lines as much as I did growing up. I feel like if you have your politics these days, especially with all the information that is readily available at your fingertips, you really get to a place to decide what is best for you. Mm-hmm. And really it comes to what is best for you back to the same factor of what is best for you economically. And I've seen the shift personally in my family where we all were kind of raised Democrat. And, you know, without pulling my individual family's politics out there, I have some siblings that have gone a little more conservative.
Mm-hmm. And but yeah, I would call you moderate, moderate. And I'm not sure even what side you're moderate on, but you're moderate.
But
I don't consider you like a real Democrat.
He's a wild card.
But they've gone full, one of my siblings has gone fully conservative. Mm-hmm. And God bless him. He's I love him, but he's totally done that because he sees what's happening to his tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And I call him out on it. I'm like, look, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. But the reality is we're all paying taxes.
Right.
And it's funny because as you sit there as an individual, you wonder, well, what is best for me? And at the end of the day, when you really look at your politics, are you really looking at healthcare? Are you really looking at what's happening abroad and with our overseas conflicts? Or are you looking at your wallet and seeing what's best for you?
Well, the wallet is the most direct and most easy.
That's the way I perceive it right now. I hate this kind of stuff. When it comes to this president, mm-hmm. I was thrilled about Osama bin Laden.
Of course.
I think from an international standpoint, he's done really an incredible job. Mm-hmm. I really do think so.
Sure.
I think as far as the economy, I think he's brought clueless people in that work on Wall Street, and it's the same old crap that we've gotten like for five administrations, and it sucks.
Just hasn't gotten off the ground.
And we're not doing the right thing. Right. And things move too effing mm-hmm. slowly.
Hasn't even started.
Too methodical.
I saw a special in 60 Minutes, and I'm not sure if you guys have seen this. It might have been 3 weeks ago. I caught it on demand, where all these big corporations like Google, Microsoft, all these other corporations out there, and have moved their corporate headquarters to Dublin.
Yeah.
And the reason why they moved them to Dublin is because here in the States, if you're incorporated in the States, you pay 35% tax. And in Dublin, you pay something around 12 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about billions of dollars, 12 to 20% mm-hmm. is much better than paying 35% of billions of dollars.
And the beer is better.
And I am a believer that if you are going to be an American company mm-hmm. and you move over there to Dublin, you ought to get hammered you shouldn't be able to sell your goods back here.
Right.
Because you know
taxes.
What? That
without
to me,
some sort of tariff.
Yeah. And you're talking about companies that make millions and millions billions. And millions of dollars. I don't feel sorry for those people. I don't think they're justified. I think they are un-American.
I understand that. But to be fair to what they're
doing.
To the
big corporate America? I don't have to be fair to
big
corporate America.
They're not fair to us.
To be fair to them, the federal government here, it's a global marketplace. They're saying that they're not budging. They're not trying to give any more incentives to these companies to stay and pay taxes.
A lot of that is a myth perpetrated by them, by that side of the argument.
There are
others who would argue that
we're getting wonky here.
Yeah, I know.
We're getting wonky. But it's wonky. It's wonky.
Let me ask you this.
This would play better on a Tuesday than
as long,
a Friday.
I really feel like we're getting into the land of Morris.
We didn't mean to do that.
I would say this.
Started this. Did you have drinks last night?
No.
Did you have cocktails last
Nothing.
Night?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You rephrase the question, what, to try and catch him in a lie?
No. See, he's like going into an area we never go into here.
Oscar actually wrote the note.
I thought this was interesting.
It is interesting, but it's also, it's very tedious. You're lining up. I know your argument. And with all due respect to you, I'm 15 steps ahead of you.
Yeah.
I know what your argument. I know what you're going to say.
You knew
because
what I was
you have Republicans and right-wing people in your family, and I know what they're going to say about the, you know, corporations taking jobs from America and moving their headquarters to other countries because they get a tax break.
But they're not even taking most of their jobs. Sometimes it's just a mailbox, and they said that they're incorporated there, and they got one guy living in
and
Zurich.
And that's bordering on illegal, actually, what they're doing because of the
it's
taxes.
It's absolutely legal, unfortunately, because of our tax code in this country.
Well, if it is
it should be legal.
It shouldn't
yes.
be. You know, that's it. We're going to incorporate this show into the toilet if we keep talking politics.
That's why I have nothing
All I wanted to say is some left this on Marsh's car.
F8.
And I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you do this because you're a candidate, you didn't
it's
win.
Effed up.
You're
right.
a dick.
Yeah, settle down. Just calm. Everybody just
hey,
calm
relax.
Down.
That's right.
Just
right.
relax.
Chill.
So what's your point, Oscar? We'll take a break and we'll come back right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by what we were talking about before, the Ride for the House Poker Run, presented by Patriot Harley-Davidson. Tab Patterson in town for that, and an incredible dinner with Rob Spiewak at our favorite Chinese restaurant, Peking Gourmet Inn.
Hi, Lily.
This is a benefit for Fisher House. It's tomorrow. Registration starts at 8 a.m. at Patriot Harley in Fairfax. Get free Cinnabons early in the morning. Oh, I thought that was
album
it.
Album version.
Oh, it's the album version. Okay.
It yeah, ends. I'm spinning it like a club jock, right?
At the Water's Edge in Woodbridge with free lunch and soft drinks. The Ride for the House Poker Run tomorrow from Patriot Harley-Davidson to Benefit Fisher House. I'll be there. You be square. Thank you very much. Nice. That's three that I hit.
Nice.
I believe. Welcome back. You know. I mean, I know we talk about everything. There are no rules. I think I was bringing my radio rules. Let me. Can I tell you just really quickly why I do that? And I might overreact.
No,
to
you're
it.
Right.
No,
I agree with you.
But I when I took the show over after Don left, I had this moment in time that I was going to be funny. We're going to maintain
we're
the funny.
Do that.
But I had this tiny little thought that maybe I take the show down a little bit of a political road because, hey, it's Washington, D.C.
Right.
You know, if the right-wing people, you can't do it.
As it turns
radio.
Out.
You can't do it. You can't.
Yeah.
Who was the, it was a guy, a wonk that we had on, and that's when it
Dick
ruined.
Dick Morris.
That's who ruined it for everybody.
And I emphasized the Dick.
The guy named Dick.
And we got going, and suddenly it got wonky.
I
and
would
he
listen
started
on the
firing,
way home.
He started firing out the statistics, and I went back to Beth Ann, and I said, that's the last political guest we will ever have on this show.
I think it was a solid 3 weeks, right?
It was,
3 weeks to a month.
Yeah, it was about 3 weeks.
Doing the old show.
Done.
We're out,
going back, being goofy. Right. First of all, I was not capable of it. I'm not that learned an individual as far as my politics.
We were all out
I have
our
strong
depth,
opinions, but Jesus Christ. This guy was going on, and he was snarky, and he didn't let anybody else talk. Right. And I said, I don't want to. That's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to talk
but
about
you know what?
Farts.
I admire you for trying, but, you know, and I also admire you from stepping away from it once it
but
was
you
time.
Know what, Buzz, the older I get, and I thought that, you know, you think you get older, and then you get more set in your ways. The older I get, the more I realize that these guys are all the same.
Yes. You're right.
They
all
suck.
I totally agree.
That because we have the greatest system in the world, but I think the system prevents a lot of stuff from even getting done.
Yeah.
Well, the system was designed to move slowly.
Right.
That's what our founding fathers did.
Right.
It's working.
But now they didn't foresee the internet and faxes.
Internet.
And emails. So we feel so, I think, tied down by the system. But if we would step back and relax and let the system do what it was designed to do, I think we might be in
Can
better
Can we
shape.
All agree with one thing?
Go ahead. Lay it on us.
We need lower gas prices.
Amen.
Enough of the BS. Give us our oil.
We fought,
and we did everything we could. We lost a lot of lives.
You know, and it's this, what is it called? The Strategic Oil Reserve.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Barack.
It might be time.
What are you waiting for? Honest to God.
I have some other good news. I didn't include this in the newscast today, but ExxonMobil says it's just found like 700 bazillion barrels of oil in the Gulf that nobody knew were there. And they have
rights. Our Gulf?
Our Gulf. And we have rights to it. So hopefully, without spilling any, we can tap into that and also help our own oil
independence. Was that the actual figure they used?
700 bazillion,
wow.
Yes.
You know, they talk about, my goodness, you know, we've hoarded this massive amount of oil that we want to keep around for an emergency.
Just in case. Yeah,
well, what
case.
Is that? Isn't that Cold War mentality where we're going to be invaded and we're going to need the oil for our military vessels to send out?
And how long would it really last anyway?
Yeah.
So let's...
I got
now,
maybe 10
well.
Good years. I want to pay $2 a gallon again.
Thank you. So we all are. We all agree on that one.
So. Yes.
Yeah, lower that. Because
then you can go back to Mopar. Yeah.
And I really think that if they do that, perhaps it would be a shot in the arm for the economy. Yeah. And right now,
gas determines the everything in the economy.
Right. People are in rough shape and everybody's pissed off. And but don't put things on people's cars.
Sucks.
No,
yeah,
just settle down. Just
that's
chill.
An a-hole move.
Just take a breath.
Yeah,
she wouldn't. She's like you. She wouldn't pursue it.
She really.
Not like me.
She laughed.
Carla and I would hire a private investigator.
Jim Rockford.
It didn't say anything
Cannon.
Specifically threatening. She did not feel threatened. She laughed it off. She brought it home.
She's a good lady.
In that frame of mind.
She's
and
a good
so
lady.
I laughed it off too.
And she's very unflappable, as we all saw when you almost went to the happy hunting.
You know, she's coming with us dinner tonight at a Peking Gourmet. Wouldn't it be funny if I snuck out and put a note on her
You know
car?
What? Do it. Just do it. Yeah. I like the idea.
But it would be a pro-Obama note. It would be a thank you note.
How dare you order the duck?
Way to go. Let me see. What do I got today? My cell phone redundancy. Mr. Ronick and Mr. Santana.
Yes.
You were very helpful with me the other day.
Well, your appointment.
Taking my iPhone and putting in something that says it's called Find Me or whatever.
I did that too.
Gentlemen, you're smart, but are you aware of the fact that my iPhone already had that technology in it, built in, that is in the settings that you can go in and there is a GPS. There is a GPS signal.
I don't tell you how to do a morning show. Don't tell us how to program your smartphone.
RJ, to the kitchen, it's a blue phone. I want to show him what I'm talking about. Otherwise, I won't be able to articulate it because I don't do tech 411. But I'm going to show you what this is all about.
How do you mock the only other show that's on your network?
I am saying you just said to me, you don't tell me how to do a morning
show.
Not
the only
show. I am telling you we discovered.
I'm sorry. This Week in America.
This Week in America as well.
The bonus show.
I discovered Carla hit me to the. I didn't find this out. Yes. Carla said.
She causes trouble.
I'm glad they did all that work finding this out, you know, downloading this. Yeah. You didn't need to do it. It's in the phone anyway. And I'm going to show you where it is.
Great case, Mike.
All right. It's an OtterBox. Yeah. Why did I give them a plug? Why? Yeah. An overpriced case for my iPhone. F them.
When the big flood comes, just get on top of it.
All right. I'm going.
I vacationed there at the OtterBox.
All right. Let me.
Oscar took his phone.
Here's where I'm challenged
today.
Right away.
Didn't.
All right. I'm going to go.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to go into my settings.
In the dark.
Settings.
Again with a shot in the
dark.
Here
we go. Mail contacts calendars.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I go into that. Mobile Me.
Yes.
Ad account, Mobile Me. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah,
I created that yesterday. That's what we did.
Carlos said this was already in here.
No.
No, it says Me. Unless you activate it, you don't have it.
Right.
We activated it for you. That's why I asked for your password 10 times yesterday.
You had it, but it wasn't activated until they activated it for you.
Yes.
Hold on.
Never mind.
Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
I'm not saying a thing about Carla.
I'm not biting the bullet here.
Carla's a great
woman.
I
thought it was Mob Ilme.
Very attractive woman.
Is it Mob Ilme?
Very sweet.
Mobile Me.
Mob Ilme.
Maybe not as technology.
I am not taking.
Technically inclined.
I'm not biting the bullet here.
She may think, but she's very sweet.
I'm not going to bite the bullet here.
Oh, we're going to have a guest. It's exciting, isn't it?
I thought Tab was already in studio.
Tab is also
Tab
nice.
Patterson from Kentucky. He's a Kentucky colonel.
He is.
Where's
I know a lot about
Tab. Really. True.
Oh, great. Oh, I forgot. It's what? Friday.
She's working?
she's not there.
Oh, there you go.
All right, that's a drag.
The call is coming from in the house.
It's tanning time.
Who do you believe?
It's tanning time. Well, yeah, hey, okay.
Mr. O'Meara.
Hey, that work for you, boys?
That actually
okay, it works for me, actually,
Who
too.
Do you believe?
Huh? Well, I got to look at it.
All I know
is you go to the thing you loaded on my phone.
Yes. I mean, I can.
Mike, every time you use the word thing from now on, it's going to weaken your case.
The app you loaded. The app.
Got the thing.
The app did you locate? Did you load it on my phone there?
Yes.
Called Find iPhone.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I opened that up.
I thought it was Finn Diphone.
Find my iPhone. And then Carla went into the settings. You're telling me that before you put that there, that thing
you
was...
have to set up the Mobile Me before you can put before that actually
right.
that
don't
actually
you have to
works
hit the
on
thing
your phone.
That says lifestyles.
So you did that for me, but so the Mobile Me would not just be in there and work like,
no,
like it does on her phone.
It doesn't on her phone.
Oh,
not until you make it go.
Maybe she's telling you that because she doesn't want you to track.
Yeah,
her.
Maybe she's not really tanning.
Oh no! I believe that
maybe
she really
she's at
thought,
a casino. Yes.
She liked to, you know, people like to do that. Hey, I know they made a big deal about this, but so you activate. Look at the way he's looking at me. Look at me. F you.
I'm just saying
the way you're looking at me. All right, you're right.
Okay.
Don't tell me how to do a morning show, and I will not tell you how to do
always
the tech
remember
stuff.
This.
Yes. You know the tech. Hey, listen, I am blessed to have friends that
are
this tech savvy.
We are.
Right. I mean, Oscar and Mark have been so helpful. I mean, we wouldn't have this set up without Oscar's contributions and RJ and Mark. So
RJ,
the tech people,
sure.
I won't do that anymore.
And you're never more than 23 hours away from getting your iPhone fixed just by sitting in this living room.
I know.
Right. Right. With an iPhone problem, it's like you hand Mark a plate of cookies. Ooh, let me see it.
Yeah. Do you know what it's like where I'm rolling out to find, like, I wanted to find a charger for, it's a charger case that goes on the iPhone.
Yes, yes.
And I'm talking to Ronick about
it. It's the only one that's larger than the case you have now.
Ronick, off the top of his head, goes, You saying this is too big?
I never said that. I just said the other one is larger.
You don't
larger.
Have a case. Do you have a case?
Yeah, I do.
As a matter of fact, this tech guy here said my case was cool.
Yes.
I've seen that case. Where do you get it? The dollar store?
I got a similar case.
Oh, you do?
Do me a favor. When you go to the pool.
Yeah, do you have a case that does this?
No, because I don't do that.
Huh? Yeah. Did you see what I just did?
Don't do
I just
that.
Dropped my phone.
I,
no.
I also can't.
It's fine because it's in an OtterBox.
I also can't take my case to the beach and ride waves with it.
Right. And I can do that with
yes,
this case.
Because it's so huge and buoyant.
I was talking about the...
Buoyant.
Buoyant. Damn it. There goes my case.
We're all out of our depth here.
I was talking about the waterproof...
Buoyant.
I don't know if it's waterproof.
Buoyant.
No. Buoyant.
Buoyant. Say pizza three times.
Pizza. Pizza.
Good night, everybody.
Oscar wants so bad to talk politics right now.
Mark Ronick.
Yeah.
What do you think, and use RJ's microphone
dorky
here.
Dorky case.
What do you think of my OtterBox?
It feels quite thick.
It's bulky.
It's bulky, yeah. And bulky I think is it's coming word. Apart. Is it coming apart? It felt like it was...
from throwing it on the floor.
Coming apart.
No, it just gets... It gets loose a lot.
Yeah, so you don't want that. Yeah.
I don't want that.
You want something nice and tight.
Yeah. I want the very lovely Britt McHenry from Channel 7 Sports.
Yes. Yeah. She's...
No.
Yes.
Who guested on the Kirk and Mike show the other day, came in, and she had...
The Leon Harris case?
She... Can I finish?
Yes, you can.
Sorry.
She had a case that was also a charger unit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's called...
No bigger than a bread box.
Mophie? I think it's Mophie.
Dennis
and
Mophie.
I call Ronick, and Ronick goes, yeah, it's called a Mophie. Mm-hmm. I walk into the Best Buy, mm-hmm. and I say, hey, I'm looking for a Mophie case, or whatever the name was of the thing. I said, and the guy's like, I look at three guys in blue shirts that all go, duh.
Yeah, they don't know.
They look at me, and it was just, and then the go-to... For the absolute moron in retail, the go-to, which is, oh, you might get that online. Just completely giving up. I said, well, why don't we walk over to the section and see what it is? And he was so delighted when he was able to bring up their website for the store and show me that they don't stock them in the store.
Oh, they will do more effort to avoid work than the work would pay.
They will do more effort to show you that something's online than they would ever do. Are they going to walk back to like the storage area? Oh, they're not going to do that.
No,
they've got it on computer, whether it's in stock or not, effers.
Well,
so they don't have any
the customer
of the
service it really depends on the store you go to. Some places are amazing.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Oscar Santana always remembering that everybody's a potential advertiser. And I respect him for that.
Well, I wanted to ask
you. So what, you don't
this.
You think I should get rid of this?
I think that you're a grown man. I think that you know how to handle a nice piece of a nice electronic.
Right.
That you know not to drop it too
An
many
electronic,
times.
An electronic. Let me point this out to you. Do you see that?
Yes, like, it's got a screen protector.
Yeah, but you see that massive like divot? I don't even know how that happened. Yes. I have no idea how that happened. It could have been in my pocket with a key. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it is a divot. If that had been on the screen of my regular pretty little iPhone, I
would
have been
upset
very
about
unhappy.
It.
This is really... What's that?
It wouldn't have happened. The glass wouldn't have let a key scratch it.
Right. It's helicopter glass. It doesn't scratch.
What does that even
my
mean,
only
helicopter
friend,
glass?
My only real friend in here, and you're piling on me now, too?
No, I'm not piling on, Mike. I'm telling you that the glass is better protected.
This case... is designed to protect the iPhone against nuclear holocaust.
Yes, it might work.
Don't you feel like you've got like
I
a
I don't
huge...
even have that app.
I mean, you've got a wallet, correct?
I feel about you.
Okay, how thick is your wallet?
Not as thick as it used to be.
Let's see your wallet. Let's see your wallet right now. What's in your... Pull out your wallet.
What's in your wallet?
Please.
I love that 1K
we
man.
We all jump for that.
I love that 1K man that always has the goofy smile.
Yeah.
The guy comes out and goes...
Could you just pull out your wallet? I want to see how thick your wallet is.
Hey.
Does it repel... Worder?
Oh, my God. You've got the Costanza
wallet. Very good, Mr. Costanza.
That is huge.
Is this a metrosexual thing now? Is this a metrosexual that I... What?
Know this, that
the
Oscar...
Costanza wallet.
Mike, Oscar's...
Mike.
Well, of course, you.
I don't even know if I
Oscar's
of
wallet.
Of course, you have the slim line. You wear petite
Oh, my God, Tab
t-shirt.
Patterson. Yeah, that's a good club to be in.
Oscar's wallet is the size of the envelope they give you your room key in a hotel.
That is yours?
Yeah, there you go.
Money clip.
A money clip.
He does.
What about you, Rob?
Oh, mine's massive, but I don't carry it. I keep it in the car.
You keep it in the car?
Yeah.
You have your wallet purse?
Mine's just like Buzz's.
But you know what? Mine is not a...
Let me see.
Yours could actually cause, I think, physical pain.
And back
that's
trouble.
The point.
Mine does not fold.
Because you shift your weight so as not to sit on it.
Really?
Yeah. And that curves your spine and causes back trouble.
When I do carry my wallet, I'm a front pocket wallet guy.
What?
This
I carried it in my front pocket.
Now we have a helpful show.
See, now we're getting it
right. All right, you have skinny little. That's skinny not a wallet. That's like a card holder.
I got a money clip wallet. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
All right. Well, we'll take a break.
I'm just saying, if you really
F you all.
I'm just saying that wallet, you're due for a new one, one. And
I
there
am.
Are probably things in there you don't even need anymore.
There's a ton of stuff I don't
Come
need.
Come on.
Anymore. I'll edit it today.
That's like an old man wallet.
All right. Okay. All right.
Kick a man when he's down, Oscar.
You're saying.
I'm going to cry. We'll be right back.
I need you have a minute of the day now. Girl, listen what I say. Get it on in the morning now.
God damn it.
Boy, it didn't take us long to go from one topic to another, and they couldn't be much more different.
You know, much as I hate to admit it, the wallet topic was a hell of a lot better than that 35% tax crap. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by our Amazon page. This year, check out the Father's Day gift ideas at Amazon. Don't do this very often, but I'll do it now. The way it works, if you're just listening, you're a new listener to the show, you get your internet shopping done on Amazon.
Internet.
Everybody loves Amazon, but what we want you to do. Oh, Carla's calling.
Sorry, I just wanted you to know.
What's going on?
Hey, hello, baby.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, babe?
Hey, I'm good.
Hold on, let me finish the commercial. You go through the Mike O'Mara Show website
right.
to get Amazon to do that kind of shopping. It benefits the show. That's what we like you to do. So if you're planning on getting your Father's Day present on Amazon, go to our page first. It helps this show enormously. We really rely on this relationship more than any other folks to support this show monetarily so we can continue to bring this show to you.
Tell everyone you know to do all of their shopping, Father's Day and otherwise, through Amazon to keep the show going.
It's MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Carla?
Yeah.
You know how you told me in the Best Buy the other day that app that we got for the Find Your Phone was already on the phone?
Yes, Oscar and Mark.
Yes, Oscar, tell her what you told me. All right, go ahead. I have to hand the phone. We're technologically advanced here.
This works.
I think you were a little confused, Carla.
Man.
Before you start, you have to be nice.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think you're just a little confused. Nice. Where I think that you had seen Mobile Me on the phone before and not really understood what it was. So it is on the phone, but unless you activate it, you can't have the Find My Phone feature. Now, this is a common mistake with women. So,
God.
F8.
You're breaking up. Hold on a second.
Oh, God.
It's not the only thing that's breaking up.
Honey, I'll never make you talk to him again. What did you say?
I just said okay.
Oh, see, she's not
she
a
mad?
Professional broadcaster. Oh. Is there anything
I don't know what to say.
Is
just, you're right. So I mean, I don't know.
Well, not a very good
defense.
She's mad. She's mad. Is there anything you'd like to say to Oscar before I let you go?
S&D.
My lady. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Love you. Thank you.
There she goes. Off the table special across
you know
the
what?
Hall.
I knew she'd hit it out of the park.
There
on
you
that
go.
One.
Yeah,
not a professional broadcast. No. She's not going to debate with you.
She did fine.
Bastard. Anyway.
Hey, get her back on the phone. Ask her about taxes.
Very good. Let's open up. Time to open up the audio vault. And Rob, what do we have today?
Do you love Roanoke Television?
I don't.
Holly Piedzerak, or Piedzerak, had a bad whoops yesterday on the mighty WDBJ Channel 7. Uh-huh. I know it's a good one because it was pulled off YouTube by the station.
Oh, and pulled before I could even see it, so I haven't even heard it yet.
You'll hear it right now.
Yeah. More teens are having luck, finding summer jobs.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't the angry F. It was actually putting the F word in front of luck.
Instead of luck. And
can I hear it again?
Yeah, I think I put it up on our YouTube's favorite page before it gets yanked again.
Okay.
So take a look at it. Her face is what I like to call priceless.
More teens are having luck, finding summer jobs.
That's the way to stay in Roanoke TV.
Or not.
No, that'll virtually guarantee you don't get knocked up to St. Louis.
Right.
We always have talked about girls that talk in baby voices.
Oh, absolutely. Baby talk is Dr. Drew on his old show. I forgot who he did that old show, that nighttime show with.
Adam Carolla.
No, but there's another guy. There was a higher voice, a gay guy that he did the show
Stryker?
With.
Stryker?
Stryker.
Yeah,
and they would not gay, though.
And he's. I thought Stryker was gay.
No.
Sorry to inform you, Mike.
They used to talk about, all right, this is going to be the Mike's Wrong show.
I know, I'm just.
Why don't you, Santana,
I'm sorry.
Freaking microphone off. I'm going over to the Bigelow Duke show.
It's the audio
vault. You're wrong.
Settle down at the Audio Vault News. You'll tune out in a second.
Okay.
I powered down.
anyway, Dr. Drew used to say baby talker, baby, which meant the chick had issues.
Right. Right. Well, this is from eHarmony.com. Her name is Debbie. And
you're wrong, Rob. I just wanted to say it.
It starts out not great, but it starts out okay. She's not a bad looking chick, but she likes cats. I mean, she really, really likes cats.
Hello, my name is Debbie. This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video.
Full grown woman.
First time at online dating. So I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just going to start talking about
yet.
What I like and hope I get some replies.
What she likes.
So I am a recent MBA grad from Villanova.
Wow.
I love
majoring Gerber.
Cats.
She loves cats.
Sorry, I'm getting emotional. Oh, I love cats. I love every kind of cat. Sorry, I just I really love cats.
I mean, I like cats.
And I just want to hug all of them, but I can't because that's crazy. I can't hug every cat.
Stop what you're just saying.
Whoa.
She can't hug every cat.
You can correct me anytime you want. You know why?
Why?
Because you're out there, baby. You're dealing with that.
Good luck.
You're going to meet her for dinner one night, and my God, you can correct me anytime you want.
I'm slightly turned on.
Well, the good news is, Oscar, I contacted her. I'm going to try and have her at CAT 2012.
Oh,
but
God.
But I want to.
This is great.
I'm sorry. I get anytime I hear cat, I love cats. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Anyway, I am
a cat lover. And I love to run.
With cats.
She is whacked.
Definitely.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about cats again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have them and how cute they are and their ears and the whiskers and the nose.
This is great.
I just love them and I want them and I want them in a basket and I want them in a bow tie.
With lotion.
I want them to be on a rainbow and just in my bed and I just want a house full of them.
She's gotta be BSing.
I just want to still roll around.
You watch the video, she's gotta be BSing.
Then she's pretty good at it.
I can't.
All right, so she likes cats.
How come
Oscar,
my thing's
you,
not
doesn't.
Working?
Do you want me to get her number for you?
No, I'd be lying if I didn't say it's kind of hot.
That is too funny.
Do you ever want? I'm sorry, Buzz.
Yeah, I was just going to say when you're out there in the dating world, always take protection with you, and by that I mean some kind of weapon.
Yeah, no, gun. Yeah,
clear.
Have you been watching?
That is amazing. And then, pardon me, I'm trying to work the air conditioning unit. I apologize.
Have you
left the show momentarily?
Any of Jimmy Kimmel's NBA pre-show stuff this week?
I have not.
He did a song last night with Usher, a salute to the bench warmers.
This one goes out to the white guy. Like Brian Scalabrine, you still deserve some fame. Ooh, I believe I can fly.
I like it for the lyric. This is for the white guy. All right, moving on. The Welsh Guard. Mike, do you know who the Welsh Guard is, right?
I don't know. Who are they, Rob?
Those are the people that protect the King and Queen of England. They're in those big, fancy costumes.
They get the big fuzzy hats?
No, they're not the fuzzy hat. They have shorter hats, but they also are responsible for being in the band when they welcome foreign dignitaries.
Nice. Okay.
And I really enjoyed this. They had the King of Saudi Arabia into England, and this is what the Welsh Guard played when he arrived.
was a gift to the sketch writers. The first state visit by a Saudi monarch in 20 years, and it sounded as if Darth Vader himself was on his way to Horse Guards Parade.
That is awesome.
And he's getting out of his limo, being greeted by the king and queen, or the queen and her white husband.
Abdullah may not be head of an evil empire, but his visit is mired in controversy.
Controversy.
Anyway, so they played the
I'm not
Darth
pronouncing
Vader
that word the same anymore. I will say that, man. We don't want to cause a big controversy.
Not a big controversy.
That's good. I like that.
Now, I mentioned earlier Rita and Frank.
Yeah.
They got themselves a brand new iMac. They're 80 years old, 84 actually, and they're, I'm guessing, Florida, and they wanted to take a picture using the built-in camera
well, sure.
in front of the iMac, so they're standing very still. What they don't realize is they've clicked the button for video. Now, we also have this video on our YouTube page.
Oh, okay. Good.
But this is the running play-by-play of Rita and Frank trying to get a photograph, but just taking video instead.
Okay. I don't hear it clicking, do you? Did you hear it clicking?
No.
Oh, there's something wrong. We're doing something wrong. Here it is. Oh, we got to wait. Here. 16, 15, 14, 13. Here, get closer.
The poor man's
Did
holding
you hear
a cake.
Click?
No.
Huh? I don't know, Frank. Oh, now, did you hear a click now?
No.
Hey, Frank. All right. Now I got to practice. The cake's warm. I wait a minute, Frank. There's something wrong. It's going on. It has another. Wait a minute. Here.
Oh, that's it. That's where it's going. Forgive me. Good. Rita and Frank Ronick. I have one more tape. One more.
Bless them for trying.
One more tape that I want to close with. Don't you love when a kid is articulate and well-spoken?
Well, sure.
And he asks you a question and it goes like this.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
And that is your audio vault.
That was a great vault, Rob.
Wow, that was
a good one. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Now,
Frank.
What?
It's counting down.
Mike, did you hear it click?
And that's the way he addresses her all the time now.
Yeah.
No. Die. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Did you hear it click?
Did you hear it click?
No.
No. Time for Buzz and News. Let's get Buzz in here right now. Buzz Burbank taken away.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by The Man Great. Don't disappoint your dad again this year. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron Man Grates. Grilled food of all kinds never taste. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about cats. Never tasted so good. Professionally prepared on a Man Grate, and it happens without flare-ups or dried meat. To get the $19.99 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush.
You know, I hate to interrupt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I got one of those Man Grate grill brushes, and I was able to take nearly a quarter inch of thickness off my wallet just by roughing up the hide. It's amazing.
It's a great brush.
It really is a good brush.
Will you do me a favor?
What?
When you upgrade that wallet.
I'm defeated. That's my defeated.
Welcome to the weekend.
Can we give away that wallet?
No.
Just the wallet.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Does the wallet click? Did you hear it click?
No.
It's counting down.
I'll edit it this weekend, but I need a new wallet. I don't have a new wallet.
I bet you could get a Harley wallet at Patriot tomorrow for your ride.
It's my birthday this month.
Yes,
your birthday's
it is.
Coming up. Yeah.
That's right.
How about nobody gets me a gift and you all chip in for a wallet? No, that's horrible. What was I thinking? Stop it. Stop it. All right, go ahead.
Hit the Man Grate banner. Don't hit yourself. Hit the Man Grate banner on our webpage today for your dad and yourself. Get the Man Grate. Your elected officials in Washington are doing a lot less tweeting these days, thanks to Anthony Weiner.
Mike, would you please stop rubbing your wallet on your face?
Snug-a-bug.
A study shows that since Congressman Weiner's sex scandal story broke, members of Congress haven't been tweeting their members or anything else, for that matter. They used to do a lot of updates. They've backed off of that now, especially now that they know that accidents can happen. Congressional tweets are down 30%, according to a website called Tweet Congress. Wiener, meanwhile, says he will not resign, and perhaps surprisingly, most of his constituents don't think he should. 56% of the voters in his district think he should stay put, 33% think he should resign, and 12% had no opinion.
Had this on the morning show today, and the discussion was, will he survive? I said, I predict he will totally survive if there are no more photographs. If there's anything else out there, he's toast. But if this is it, if it's all over, he survived his toughest week. I think he's going to be A-okay.
30% said they would reelect him, and 38% said not sure.
10% said no.
Yeah, and 4% said, show me another picture.
The emails are coming. The emails are coming. We wanted to be the first to warn the British that more than 24,000 pages of Sarah Palin's gubernatorial emails have been released to the public. Oddly enough, the emails are being made available only in print form at 3 cents a page, stacks of paper for documents that could have been released electronically.
Well, but I mean, they're making it difficult, but that will get in the hands of a news organization, and then kaboom. What's the timetable? I wanted to ask you that. What is the timetable on releasing these? When are they going to be...
I understand they're available today. Now, if you go to the state house in Alaska, and you have to go there personally as it stands now,
right,
to pick up a copy, a printed copy of these emails. A lot of the lines, or certain lines of the emails, have been blacked out by state lawyers, but Palin says she doesn't. That's just to state business, I guess.
So there's going to be some stuff in there that's going to be fun.
A little bit missing. Palin says she doesn't expect any embarrassing revelations. She says people will try to take things out of context, but she says, quote, every rock in the Palin household has already been kicked over.
Well, I look forward to seeing if there's anything juicy on there, because apparently she was a pretty vindictive person, and I'd like to see if that's in the emails. That should be fun. And I would say, if that's the case, if you have to go up there, Alaska,
you have to go north, Mike.
If you get up, there'll be some news organization up there that will transcribe it, go through it, but really, the people that are good at that are the national news organization, so we'll see.
You know who'd be good to do that? Jeff Shamrock.
He'd be terrific. Thank you.
Now, Newt Gingrich, meanwhile, still swears that he's in the Republican race for president, even though 16 of his top campaign officials quit yesterday, probably to go to work for Texas Governor Rick Perry, who also appears to be running. Newt's people quit because they didn't think he was taking the race very seriously, taking a two-week vacation that includes a cruise through the islands of Greece. Most observers most say this is the end of Gingrich's campaign, that he's cooked his goose here.
Hey, welcome to my island, Newt. Hey, it's all new Gingrich show.
Greece.
How you doing? Yeah, we're cooking now. Anything you do in the privacy of your own home is okay with me, dear.
Are you listening, you pigeon?
The former congressman says he will relaunch his campaign
Newt
on Sunday.
Gingrich, dear.
We knew a disc jockey once named Grease.
We have so many maggots on the political front.
He said things like that. And Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney's made an interesting decision about his campaign, choosing not to take part in the upcoming Iowa straw poll. Romney spent millions on that straw poll 4 years ago, but says he'll skip him this time around. He says he'll focus instead on debates, caucuses, and primaries. The Australian Defense Department says it has either lost or accidentally destroyed most of its files about UFOs.
Where is it, mate?
G'day, mate. I can't believe it. I left it outside and Roo got it. A Roo peed all over it.
What's that?
A Roo peed on me. A Roo peed on me files. That's right, mate. G'day. Look at this. They're ruined. They're all dissolving.
Officials say they looked everywhere for these documents.
Might be near me Billy Bone.
A UFO researcher said they were still there when he looked at them just a few months ago.
I got Vegemite all over me files. Crikey.
Leonard Stern, the adjective man who invented the game of Mad Libs, has died of noun at the age of 88.
That's cruel. That's very cruel.
Leonard
Buzz.
Stern also made us laugh with his writing on TV shows, including The Honeymooners and Get Smart.
His name was actually pronounced Stoin.
Leonard Stein.
Now you know. Finally, four quick notes about karma. These all, in my opinion, kind of go together in their own way. Okay. In North Carolina, a man who was driving while scanning his phone for a number got into a head-on collision in which, thankfully, no one was seriously hurt or killed. The number he was seeking was his lawyer's, as he was on his way to court to face a reckless driving charge. Oh, wow. A lawyer in Seattle has been charged with malicious mischief after getting caught keying the cars of people who were badly parked. The lawyer who's been sentenced to an anger management class says he is ashamed and will try to become a better person. In a Chicago suburb yesterday, a man found a bag on the sidewalk near an ATM. The bag had $17,000 in it.
Settle down, Mark.
And was labeled Chase, as in the bank. He took it inside the bank, but employees said it wasn't theirs. It was apparently left behind by some geniuses from the Loomis Armored Car Company.
Wow.
When asked why he didn't just keep the cash, the man told a reporter, because it wasn't his.
There you go, baby. Wow.
And in
there
Riverview, Florida, a man who had been capturing video in the unisex bathroom at Starbucks, the camera was still running when he tossed it into the trunk of his car, giving police a clear view of him and his license plate.
Oh, yeah, you got through
little
it, Buzz.
Something I did. You I'm Buzz Burbank it. On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Our show today was brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Is your lawn riddled with unsightly tree stumps?
Riddled!
DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. See it in action with their free DVD, available at drstumpgrinder.com, or just click the DR ad on our website. Tab Patterson, thanks for coming up from Kentucky.
Really enjoyed it.
And supporting the ride. Have a great dinner at Peking tonight. Mm-hmm. And for Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, RJ Diaz, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao. Great weekend.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme, gimme that thing.
Gimme that, gimme that.